I bet you'd like that to continue, wouldn't you? Isn't that exciting? Imagine that. Imagine trying to tell your friends that you've seen Jesus, eh? Oh, wow. Well, hardly a year goes by, and a new film or TV series comes out that depicts the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. When I was young, deep last century, there was a TV series called Jesus of Nazareth. And that captured the whole nation's imagination with Robert Powell playing Jesus. How many people still have that? Those that are around. Do you remember that? Yeah. And it's sometimes hard to get that Robert Powell image out of your head, isn't it? Well, currently, in its fourth series on TV, an adaptation called The Chosen is again capturing the imagination of many across the world. And I know many in this church enjoy watching The Chosen. In 1965, a version of the gospel story called The Greatest Story Ever Told came out. Now, I've always thought, that is quite a statement. That's quite a bold statement to call a film the greatest story ever told. Some might say, how do you know it's the greatest story ever told? Have you heard every other story in the world to compare it to yours? The most popular films and stories have some form of hero figure or even a savior. Sometimes that hero or savior is written about in the past, and some call that a prophecy. The current blockbuster with a savior spoken of in the past is Dune 2. Has anybody yet seen Dune 2? Anybody like to confess to seeing Dune 2? A few people have seen it. I'm hoping to see it over the holiday to see if it's any good. Still, the story of Jesus captures the imagination of all those that hear it. Just the other week, I was looking at the Easter story with two classes of 6 and 7-year-olds. And they had question after question about the Passion story. In fact, there was not enough time to answer all their questions. And believe me, some of them were really tough. And there was not a mention of chocolate eggs or bunny rabbits anywhere. Has anyone had any chocolate yet? In our Bible reading, we hear that Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, go to anoint Jesus' body with spices. And upon arrival, they see the tomb empty, and then two angels appear and say, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." And then they remembered his words. Jesus was not in the tomb because he had risen from the dead. Not just risen from the dead like Lazarus, who would later go on to die in old age, but resurrected, risen from the dead for eternity. That is part of the miracle of the Easter story, that as Jesus overcame the great enemy of humanity, death, he also gave all the opportunity for new life by having our sins forgiven by his death on the cross. That new life is the gift that has been received by Abigail and Leslie today. And they've made a public declaration to follow Jesus. Today we have come. Today they have become members of God's family, the church, and we have prayed for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that God may empower them to know His presence, His love, and His grace for the rest of their time here on earth. And the best bit is they get to join Jesus in heaven with all the saints and live forever with God. That is the promise for all who choose to follow Jesus. And if anyone here today or online wants to find out more about how to follow Jesus or have eternal life, please speak to any of the team here at Pip and Jim's. Amen. 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 Well, we now